here and also out there. So once again, we are on page 41. Yes, page 41. We started this yesterday, but again, just to get a little running start here, yes. So the Machaber said, Chutim Shu'alim. If you borrowed tzitzis, now again, the Machaber's language is chutin shualin. So you borrowed strings. Now that's going to be very important for later. If you borrowed strings, halvahi. So even though we said you borrowed, it's a halva, and as we discussed yesterday, and the Mishnah Berurah. Well, let's look at the Mishnah. The halvahi, lo hadre beinai, you don't have to return it as is, and therefore it's considered yours. Again, the issue is that you have to have ownership of the tzitzis. Right? Vasu lohem tzitzis. So it has to be your tzitzis, or the person who's wearing it. And therefore, if you borrowed it, is that considered yours? So now, again, we have to be careful here, because the case is you borrowed chutim. So first, the Machaber says it's no problem, because when you return them, you don't return them as is, but you just return them, you return comparable strings, and therefore it's considered yours. Now, again, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. I think we did this yesterday. Did it outside. I don't know if we did it inside. Lamed Gimel, Mishnah Berurah Lamed Gimel, the Chofetz Chaim says, Chutin Shu'alim Perush. That is to, it means, to mean. Ki lashon she'elo, when you say she'elo, I want to be, right, you learn about the shomrim, so a shoel. So that means when you use the language of she'elo or shoel, mashma she'yatsu lo oso dover be'en. So that connotes that you have to, denotes that you have to, that you will return the object as it is. Like I said yesterday, can I borrow your lawnmower? So that means I'm going to return this lawnmower. Right, the hedge trimmer, whatever. Right, I'm going to borrow your car. It means I'm going to return the car. Right, I'm not going to return a comparable car. You want the car back, right? You go to Hertz. Mr. Hertz wants that car back. Well, I don't know. So, right? Can't come back later and say, well, this is a comparable car. Here's another car. Right? I will lashon halva, but if you say halva, now again, halva, to be a loven, a malva, usually we use that term by money. I'll lend you money. So as I mentioned yesterday, if I lend somebody money, I don't expect them to give me back the exact same dollar bills. I don't check the serial numbers. Right? That's why they're two different words. She'ela means you're going to bring back this thing. Halva means, just give me something comparable. I lent you $10, give me $10 back. I gave you 10 once. You could give me a 10. I don't care. Right? As long as I get paid back. The ilu chutin shu'ulam, so again, if it's strings that are sha'ul, mistama halva, have a halva. We assume it's a halva, not a she'ela. The Korean bay mishalachem. Therefore, it's yours. But we didn't do the next Mishnah Berurah. So that we spoke out yesterday. But look at lamadal, chidei dami. So if you borrowed strings, so then it's considered not shu'alim, but it's considered halva, and therefore you have to give back comparable strings, even though you said she'ela, because we assume, the assumption of this transaction is that it's a halva. So look what the Chofetz Chaim says. Aval im sha'alam lo aydaita she'aksirin lo be'en. But let's say the guy gave you strings and he said, I want these back. Right? His wife made whatever they have. Right? They came over with his great-grandparents on the Mayflower. Whatever. Lo yivarech alayu. So then he's giving them to you so you can use them for the mitzvah assistance, but you cannot make a bracha. It's not yours. D'yesh lomar, shishilam, lo, because maybe he lent it to you for some other purpose. you went up to somebody, could I have strings? Yeah, so I'll give you strings, but I don't know, you know, maybe it's for something else, not for tzitzis. Aval imi shilon lo, now this is what I want to get to. Aval imi shilon lo, tzitzis misukanim ke'en shilonu shehem, next page, Mishnah Berurah, shehem shizurim upsukim. But let's say somebody gave you strings that are tzitzis strings. Like I said it a few days ago, or maybe a week ago, or maybe more, right? We all know tzitzis strings aren't regular strings, right? Right? They're kafel shmona. They're right. You know, you could. So then, so the Chofetz Chaim says something very interesting. Mutar l'tloson b'talisu ulevarak alayu. So then you could put them on your talis, and you could make a bracha. Why? Look at the Surah. Devadai. Because if he gave you tzitzis like that, tzitzis, we call tzitzis, not string, tzitzis. So for sure, when he gave them to you, what was the purpose? So again, he lent it to you, but he gave it to you as a present, a matana, under the condition you return it, right? We've discussed this many times. Kamosha kaza b'simen yadala, l'inan talis, look at the Magen Avraham. So again, so the same thing we said by a talus, right? Somebody gives you a talus, and again, so don't forget, in Gemara lingo, talus means just a material. Material, a piece of material. A piece of material. But again, when we refer to a talus, it means a talus, right? With the stripes and the belzies on the side and the, you know, the whole thing, right? And the thing around the neck, right?
Fringed prayer shawl.
Prayer shawl, right? It's a prayer. Well, see, no, it's not a prayer shawl till we put the tzitzis on it. But again, let's say you have a talis with the belzies and the thing and the around the atara. You know, again, the atara just means a piece of material, right? And it has the black stripes on it. But you need tzitzis for it. So now, somebody, so you go up to somebody, you know they own one of these stores at Meir Shalom, right? And you go up to them, and you say to them, you know, I got this, I don't have tzitzis. So they give you one of those things with the, like Mr. Green showed us with the wrapping thing around that says, Kafal Shmona, Menufas Lishmoa, Babalos Yadudiv, right? Shem Mitzvah Tzitzis, right? You know, like all the whole thing, right? And he gives those to you. Now, obviously, those aren't tzitzis, what we call tzitzis. Those aren't regular strings. Now, when he lent them to you, so now the Chofetz Chaim is saying, Achidush, you could put them on your talis, and you can make a bracha. Why? Machaber says that, you know, like, well, it's considered yours, but again, the Mishnah Berurah just said that if somebody just gives you strings, maybe he gave it to you for another purpose. So now the Chofetz Chaim is saying, yeah, but if he gave you those type of tzitzis, that what we call tzitzis, they're not regular strings, so it must be, we can assume, that his intent was, right, that you should put on your talis and you should make a bracha. He wants you to fulfill the mitzvah. Now obviously, maybe you have to return to him, you know, tzitzis, like, or pay him or something, right? Can't just walk away with him. But, again, so the Chofetz Chaim is saying a chiddush, that is what we the assumed intent. Assumed intent. Now again, we talked about it before, and we'll talk about it many more times. And that is, again, he's going to talk about it later in your Yudalad by a talus. But again, that's the whole issue we saw before about a shul talus. Right? So again, there's this is it a partner? Is you really not own it? So again, over there also, the Bir Halacha that we talked about it before, the assumption is when a shul, right, when we get, lend you a talis, when we have a talis out there, the assumption is we want you to make a bracha, we want you to fulfill the mitzvah, we want you, somebody doesn't have a talis, so they use the shul's talis. So good, we want them to fulfill the mitzvah, obviously. We want them to also fulfill completely, make a bracha. So what is it? It's the mechanism the Chofetz Chaim is saying here. It's a matan al menas lahachzer, right? That's what we said when the talisim were donated to the shul, that whoever wants to use it, it's a matan al lahachzer. Again, it's a whole discussion in the Gemara, but we paskin that a matan al menas lahachzer, right? Right? I'm giving you a present. As long as you're under one condition, you return it. That doesn't sound so good. But question is, let's say by lulav and esrog, same thing. By tzitzis and talis, does it work? So we paskin that it does. Right now it's yours. So therefore you'd be allowed to make a bracha on it. Right?
Is that the same way they sell chametz to the guy that he has to?
No.
Or does it because of some
considerable
dollars?
No. When we sell it to him, just the opposite. We say, it's completely yours. It's sold. It's completely yours. No ifs, ands, or buts. No conditions.
He doesn't have to sell it back after paying?
No. Definitely not.
If it comes up with a gazillion dollars.
No. So the only thing is, he puts down a down payment, so then at a certain point he owes us money. So no, we make it very, very clear to them. You know, you've been doing it for many years. Very nice guy, right? And you know how it works. Maybe better than a lot of Jews. But no, it's not a game. It's not conditional. It's nothing. It's completely sold. It's yours. It's your chametz. You can go wherever you want. Here are the addresses. You can go. You can knock on the doors. You can go in. You can take it. It's yours.
If he wants to keep it after Pesach.
Well, yeah, because he has to pay. So you have to pay. You know, like I said now, you know, you have to pay for the tzitzis, right? Somebody, it wasn't a gift. We gave you those tzitzis. Those tzitzis are, I don't know how much you're earning. You have to ask Mr. Green. But, you know, they're, you know, some money. So you have to pay for it, right? Guy's not giving you a present. So, I don't. So, yeah, no. So, the thing is, at the end of Pesach, so again, we don't need a base in them, but you don't need a base in them. But Rabbi Yeager goes up to him and says, you know, either you pay us, which is fine, you pay us, or we'll make a separate, totally separate deal, not dependent or contingent on the previous agreement 8 days ago, whatever it was, and that is we'll be willing to pay you a certain amount to buy it back.
No,
definitely not. It's not like this.
Complete,
and I say it over and over again when we do sell it, both times, Erev and Erev Pesach. It's not contingent upon anything. It's not a stipulation. It's not conditional. It's completely, totally yours.
Who had communal arba minim here in the old days when everybody had their own? Was that kind of like the tzitzis?
No, so that was like the tzitzis. In other words, then we gave as a matana amanas lahachzir. We said that.
You have to return it.
Right. No, again, not to get off on a tangent, but it's, again, an amazing thing. We don't buy a lulav and esrog for the shul anymore.
But some are more tzitzis. Amazing. Are we talking about unused tzitzis? Or he takes it off his bag and uses it?
No, so again, we're jaundiced. In other words, it seems like it used to be there were strings. You know, there were strings, you know, like, but again, we learned before, in order for your tzitzis, the strings to work, has to be they were manufactured at a certain point for the mitzvah tzitzis.
Right.
Right. So that's what the Chofetz Chaim is saying. Like, today, you know, you wouldn't use those strings to tie up I wouldn't use tzitzis to, even if they were never used, like if they were used before, so then you can only use them for certain things, right? They're an object of mitzvah. But let's say your tzitzis are never used before. So can I use them to, like, write one of these, I forgot what Mr. Vansky calls them. Yeah, these got lost, and I want to use tzitzis to tie up the cords here, you know?
Yeah, nobody would do that.
No one would do that. It's ridiculous, right? Get a tie twisty, or not this fancy, but you know, like little things that they use on bakery things, right? You know, like a twisty. I won't use tzitzis on this. Would you use tzitzis to tie around? Nobody does this anymore. You know why? Because we have phones to remind us, right? Remember, people used to try tie a string around their finger to remind them of something.
No,
wouldn't do that with tzitzis.
If somebody fell, maybe. Like broke their finger. Like
yeah, I wouldn't do that, right? Would you use tzitzis on that? Maybe, you know, it's our, you know, causing a Jew tsar, so, a Jew's the highest, I still remember it was a very, stirring, inspiring, I don't know what word you want to use, I remember the Rabbi Ginsburg, this Rabbi Ginsburg who spoke about Rodova, his father, Olam Shalom, was the administrator of the yeshiva. So I remember him walking into yeshiva and said, "You got to hear this." So he said he was at a levaya. It's a levaya. And, you know, in New York it rains. Here it doesn't rain, but, you know, in New York it rains. So it was raining, and, you know, I don't know when they opened the kever, but there was water on the bottom, you know? So if they put the aron in, the aron would be in water. Awesome. So he said there was an old rav there, and I guess somebody had shemus. He said, put the shemus in to... So in other words, the shemus are going to get wet. Yeah, but it's saving a person from aron from being, you know, in water. You know, like, so the rav, this old rav felt, you know, like, it's better that you should be mevaza shemos, so to speak. Say he, it wasn't a bizayon. It wasn't degrading the shemos, because it's serving to, you know, a nifter. I still remember it. Yeah, so he felt there was no shiloh, you know, like. So like Mr. Sher's right, you know, somebody hurt their finger, they got to, you know, bandage their finger. So yeah, I guess, you know. I'm saying, you know, like use a, you know, usually you call hatzalah and something, right? You don't have to do that. Right away, you know, somebody has to tourniquet on. Yeah, maybe.
So if an unmarried man comes up for an aliyah and I take off my talis, I'm giving it to him temporarily.
No, you should. So we saw before, we'll see it again, that really it's better that he should not make a bracha, and you should keep it as yours, and then it's, you know, you want it back as is, right? You don't want to, when he gives it back, you don't want a different talis. You want your talis back.
So he doesn't have to say bracha.
That's the way he definitely doesn't make a bracha.
So he doesn't own it.
Right? He's just putting it on for kavarat tzibur, right? We saw that before. Right, really? Right? Sometimes during the week, somebody guy gets an aliyah. Don't wear a talus. You know, so on Shabbos or some people during the week, again, cover at Seaboard. Right?
But if my talus slips off.
We'll get to it later. Not sure. Okay, let's go on. Excuse me, we can't. See the Be'er Halacha, excuse me. Want to do this Be'er Halacha. So if you borrowed tzitzis, a string, so it's considered like yours, right? So look at this case. I am b'magan roma sivkat yud alef v'im natal chutim shel shutvim. Let's say you took strings, chutim, strings that belong to partners. I don't know, again, no, very simple case. In other words, that Judaica story, Mea Sharim, it's partners, right? So maybe there's more than one partner. So you went in and one partner said, yeah, you could take it. You go ahead, I don't know, go ahead. Good yantav, but how about the other partner? The other partner didn't say anything.
It was like you stole it.
Right? So Chofetz Chaim says, right, we're very careful about Efsher, maybe. Right? He's going to leave it with a question. Because maybe the other partner doesn't like this, didn't give him harsha, didn't give him permission to do something like this. And therefore, so he says, V'tzarachian. He leaves that as a shiloh. Now again, I guess you'd have to know the partnership agreement, you know. But again, if you go to Mei Sharm, and again, you're right. I think this happened to me. I bought something in Mei Sharm. I forgot what, and I didn't have the cash. And I don't know, my credit card wasn't working. You know, the American credit card. You know, one of these type of things. So the guy said, "You take it and pay me back later." Mom, she said that.
The owner of the store?
The owner of the store. Well, I don't know. I think it was the owner of the store, but again, it would be an interesting case. I think these were liked or something. So, you know, I'm very nervous about those things. I didn't like it. So I went down the block, and I think I was able to a Kaspomat and an ATM. And I was able to, you know, But I don't like those things, like I told you about the matzahs. But again, imagine somebody did, and they bought tzitzit. Again, the guy said, don't worry, I trust you. Go, you'll pay me some other time, right? And meanwhile, you didn't get the money to him until the next morning you down chakras, and you put in put the tzitzis on the. And now, does that guy have a partner? Does he have a partner? Well, would the partner be okay with this? So the Bir Halacha is saying, you better find out.
Employee,
definitely. Yeah, well, again, that would be a bigger problem.
I used to have trouble with the girls at the bakeries that would say, here, take these cookies for your daughter. You know, they're not the owners.
Right.
Unless the owner gives the permission.
Well, that's a whole thing, right? About in the Gemara, it talks about, you know, so that people start, the kid says, let's go to that bakery because they don't like it, a free cookie. Right.
If the owner doesn't give
permission. Well, yeah, but you have to assume that it's probably okay. But again, that would be the issue. So again, let's say there's partners, and I go in. Oh, I forgot. Don't take it. Take it, right? I could easily picture this happening, and you take it, put it on your towel, you know, that day, and then the next morning you dive in with it, and then the next day you come back and pay him back.
In that situation, could you say, let's be temporary partners for a day?
I don't know. You can make. All I'm pointing out is you have to ask the guy: are you the owner?
Right.
Are you the sole owner? Are you the sole owner? Not neshama soul, but, you know, only owner? No. Will your partner okay with this? Or something like, you know? So you might say, yeah, but you, and so okay, so then that's a different story.
We can take it.
But again, it's an interesting thing, the mission, okay? Okay, tomorrow, Amir Tishrei, tomorrow. Tomorrow, Blin Ner, we'll pick this up.